During the top of the hour break, I had to run down the hallway and I was looking at some of the photos that I hadn't had a chance to see yet on Stephen Quayle's website, and I got that through coasttocoastam.com, and I was so into it that I forgot I was actually talking to you, and I almost was late coming back from the break of the top of the hour, because I was reading some of the articles that you have up there and looking at some of the photos I hadn't seen before, and that is, they're very compelling, and it's one thing to talk about, you know, a story or to have a drawing of something that somebody reported 2,000 years ago. It's a whole other thing to have photos. And there's so many interesting of them, so many interesting photos. Can I ask you, though, just to explain, if you can, for me, the difference between giantism, this condition as you referred to earlier with, like, Andre the Giant, or the giant that was in the movie Big Fish, who just died within the last week or so. That condition, which usually prevents a long and healthy life for people who are that tall, and the giants of yore or lore.
Well, the difference is, Ian, you pretty much handled it. Again, Andre the Giant's a good example. When you've got a certain condition of the pituitary gland, it can cause your growth hormone to continue to function as opposed to shutting down. But what usually happens, you have an implied weakness, your muscles ultimately give out. Most people that suffer from gigantism in that realm usually die very young. I don't think Andre the Giant was very old when he died. I think he was in his mid-30s or maybe early 40s. But the point is that the giants of history, these guys are all incredibly, incredibly long-lived and long-lived.
Right.
And they're stronger than anything. And also, you know, I once got called on the carpet when someone said, well, there's no study showing that a bigger brain means implied intelligence. And I said, well, you know, I can only tell you this, that if you will even grant to me the idea that mankind didn't just all of a sudden get, become smarter and smarter, he was taught amazing feats of science and technology. And for the reference I use on that is the Book of Enoch, which is one of the oldest non-biblical, when I say it's not included in the canon scripture.
Right, non-canonical, we would say.
Right, non-canonical. But the point is the Book of Enoch has got a fascinating, fascinating history. Now, they have found the Book of Giants in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which I also have on my website, my main Giants website. And people can go and read, because it leads us into the question, what were their sexual habits of the giants? Listen, they went after everything. They didn't stop with women. They didn't stop with their fellow male giants. They didn't stop with children. They went after the animals. And that's, again, when you understand the mythology of whether it's Egyptian mythology or Greek mythology, when you get into all of everything from the Cyclops to the Satyrs, etc., etc., you come into a whole different realm, because they obviously have a different life force. They have a different energy. And by the way, the metabolism of these individuals, I was told by some very bright men who are into this, you know, tracking, and whether people accept this or not, but their body temperature is in the neighborhood of, they run hot because of their metabolism, about 250, 275 degrees. That's Fahrenheit. We're at 98.6. So their appetites are literally ferocious.
They're burning through a lot of calories. But on the photos, you know, on these really cool photos, and again, Stephen, just, you know, congratulations. I really mean it. Wonderful job on cataloging some photos that I have never seen, including some of the biggest dang people that could ever have existed, it seems. And so I ask you, though, why, when we look at those photos, do we think that those are giants as opposed to people who are suffering from giganticism?
Why do we
think they didn't die a week after that photo was taken, for example?
Well, because in so many of the cases, and when you click on them, you can basically get the background, like Jean Petrusson. I mean, that guy was a circus giant. He's the guy that looks like a Viking in some of the pictures on my website.
Right.
That man was phenomenally strong. He lived to be, you know, very old aged, and I mean, he was huge, okay?
But he was not you're saying he wasn't one of the pituitary giants?
He was not a pituitary entity.
Okay.
The other thing that you asked me a while back, and again, Ian, you know, there's like, you know, a million years of history to cover in 2 hours, 3 hours.
Sure.
But here's the deal. The anomalous event that the Bible and ancient history records is that the giants that were talking about six fingers, six toes, okay, and double sets of teeth. And that's a fascinating subject because even when you get, and we'll, I don't want to get into that yet in case you want to go there, but even the Roswell crashed UFO panel was set up for six fingers on two hands, okay? And most people don't even know that. But what you're dealing with is you're dealing with unusual physiological characteristics. Now, medical science says if you have six fingers on one hand, it's called polydactylism, okay?
Right.
That's not unusual. Six fingers, six toes, very unusual. Double sets of teeth, very unusual. Well, invariably, when I do a show on Coast to Coast with George, and I'm sure it'll happen when we're after we're done on this, I'll get calls from all over the country, and people say, my son had six fingers, six toes, double sets of teeth. What does that mean? And I say, I would love to have some of his DNA, a piece of hair. Because, again, what's fascinating is that some people may have one or the other. Unless they have all three sets, they don't have to worry. If they've got all three sets, in other words, a double six fingers, six toes,
right,
and double sets of teeth, then you've got something. I got news for you. The guys in black, meaning the men in black, would be to their house before I would. Because, again, see, here's a question that has to be asked.
Now, but could you be polydactyl and have two sets of teeth and just be normally sized?
Well, forgive me, but I have yet to come across anybody that fits that.
Okay.
I have had people call me who have told me that their uncles or their grandfathers were 8 feet tall and they died. That is not in their current lineage, but they had all three of the requirements. And one lady said, does that mean... you know, I'm a giant. I said, well, how tall are you? And she said, and 5'10". I said, nope, that doesn't qualify.
Right.
You know, so here's the thing. I can't tell at this point, you know, this is ongoing. I can't tell what it takes to accelerate that. But if you're burning the metabolism, if the giant's body temperature is that high, and, you know, you've got to then understand that this obviously – the cellular structure that's making the energy in the cell has got to be at a phenomenal rate. So that means it's vibrating or it has a higher harmony or a higher frequency. And so, you know, there's stuff there that I just physically don't have the answers for.
Right.
And that's what all the spooks are looking for. And I'm telling you, when I tell you this, the spooks are out there.